Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Button moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Button scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Jensen scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from White and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Runnels, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Runnels moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Malzone strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Malzone out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-1 in the game. Sullivan bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-1 in the game. Callison strikes out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen strikes out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Barry Latman now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-2 in the game. Avila strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gurnett moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Latman moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Barry Latman. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Dick Gurnett. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Norm Cash pinch hits for Turk Lown. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Leo Keeley now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Landis scores. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Al Smith pinch runs for Nelly Fox. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Earl Torgerson. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.